Brother Gregory, there are many people who study to go into the ministry and to become pastors of churches. How did the early church leadership operate in the first century, and what did it mean to become a priest or a Levite?
Well, again, the early church operated much different than modern churches do today. We have terms like bishop, which is also translated overseer. We have words like elder, which comes from the word presbyter. We have words like deacon, which comes from diaconus, which is commonly translated minister or servant, and actually means a servant. And so we've turned these into offices, and to some degree they could be called offices in the Old Testament and the New Testament, such as priests. What we have to understand is the role of the early church, and then that will tell you what these people were doing. Jerome wrote way back in the very early days of the church that bishops, presbyters, and deacons occupy in the church the same position as those which were occupied by Aaron, his sons, and the Levites in the temple. So some ministers would be called priests, and some would be called bishops or overseers. Other people were called presbyters, which actually just means elder. Paul is appointing people who are elders in their family to do jobs in the church. How did he pick those people? Well, the same way we see Peter, look out amongst yourselves, pick men you trust, and we will appoint them over this matter. The church was not a top-down organization. It was a bottom-up organization. And you had to have these understanding and principles of the kingdom of God written in your heart and your mind. And you came together as Christ commanded in Mark and other parts of the Bible where he says that make the people sit down in these tens, fifties, hundreds, and thousands. So these small groups gathered together. They picked a minister. Those ministers gathered together. They picked a minister. And then those ministers of those ministers gathered together and they picked a minister. And these ministers of ministers were called bishops or overseers because they served 10 ministers, but those 10 ministers served 100 families, 10 families each. And so that overseer was actually serving 100 families indirectly through the ministers they picked. If you want to know what these words meant to the early church, again, they are providing all the social welfare for Christians who were cast out of the temple, which was handling the social welfare of Judea, but its system was making the word of God to none effect because it was a korban, a sacrifice that was compelled rather than the free will offering that Christ insisted upon, that John the Baptist insisted upon, and they were working together in these systems to take care of the needy of their society. That's what religion was. 200 years ago, the definition of religion was the pious performance of your duty to God and your fellow man. And that duty is to love your fellow man. And that love is the same word we see often translated in the New Testament as charity, because that love took a form of service, one to each other. And those priests, those bishops, those diaconuses were serving that purpose. They were providing, rightly dividing the bread from house to house. They were gathering funds and moving them from Ephesus to Galatia to Corinth or wherever they were needed to help the needy as Rome began to decay and collapse. And the church was this network of people that were gathering together in the name of Christ. And that name of Christ was service one to another. And applying the moral character of Christ and the moral character of the Ten Commandments and Moses to that charity in a way that strengthened the poor. And it also strengthened the bonds of Christianity so that they actually survived the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, the riots, the food riots, the bloodthirsty, murderous persecutions that came through at times. They often took the brunt of it. But they had this network that altered the way in which they related to each other, altered the way in which they related to governments. Instead of weakening them, it was strengthening them.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.